Hello and welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This brew has been brought to you by our friends at Dealership Toolkit, Petra Automotive Products, M1 Data and Analytics, BenQ, Fix Ops Marketing, and 321 Ignition. You can get more information about our sponsors, us, some swag, and some Car Guy Coffee by going to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
What is happening?
What is going on, my friends?
Car gals. Hopefully you are seeing the incredible guest that we have up on the screen right now. This individual is bringing some of the best heat in the F&I office across the country. But car guys and car gals, do us a favor and tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share. That's right. It is time to get this show underway.
Man, I'm excited. We got somebody. Hi, you guys see what's going on right there on that screen. This dude, if you want inspiration, you want motivation, you better get in this cafe right now. Let's get it going.
That's right. And we are pumped up to bring that heat with you. This is an incredible opportunity for all car guys and car gals to get some incredible quality inside of their cups. So help us and get this all shared around, all you solutionaries out there. Can't wait for this brew to be coming to you the way that you want it most. And car guys and car gals, one thing that we encourage everybody to do is to forgive, focus and fly. As we forgive, sometimes there's technical difficulties.
We're having slight technical difficulties right now with our camera, but we're going to work through it because it's important today what we have to bring. This message, this man that we have getting ready to get in the cafe, whoo, he's about to caffeinate our culture, bro. Let's get it going. I'm ready to brew some solutions with this guy. Let's go.
We have been so excited to get this actual interview inside of our time, and we have the subprime hero about to be on the actual live stage right now with the one and the only Shaka Dyson.
Let's go.
You already know what time it is. It is time to get caffeinated in this cafe. We have the one, the only, Shaka. Come on now, man. Appreciate you being here. What's going on? How's it down there in ATL? Yeah.
Brother, it's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show, man. I've watched you guys for a while now. I think you guys have been on for 2 or 3 years, man, and you guys are making inroads into the automotive industry. You're doing things on a positive level. You guys are making a difference. Dude, I love your show, man. I'm honored to be a guest on it, man. And down here in the ATL, we're trying to keep it hot. It's cold right now. But we're trying to keep it hot down here. Come on with it.
I saw that posted with that snow that you put out there. You're like, I don't like the snow, but it is pretty. But you know,
brother, I will leave if that starts to be consistent. I will leave, man. I will move in with Cardone down there in Miami. Come on,
you know the deal, bro. You know the deal. It's, man. Speaking of that, it was amazing to see you speak at the Grow for God. You were there. Cardone was there. There were so many great speakers, you know, the Glenn Lundys, all the people that you could imagine that are just impactful, making a difference on this planet right now. They were there and they were doing it all for one message. Grow for God. That's right. That's what I'm talking about, man. It's where it all starts, that faith, that belief, knowing that there's a better purpose for all of us, that there's a better passage for all of us. And you brought the fire, man. You brought it all. You made my targets change up. My target is way more focused now. I ain't no more goals. I got targets so I can aim. I know where I'm shooting. You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
That's right, man. You know, through him, all things are possible, man. Through him, all things are possible. And the great thing is here's what I found, champions, is that the older you get, the wiser you get, right? And the more you push towards your target, right, the more clarity God reveals to you along your path, right? I don't think that when you start out towards your target, whatever that may be, whatever life's target is, I don't think if God revealed everything that we needed to know right up front that we would that we'd be able to handle it. So I think that as we push into this inroad, right, and I think as we go against this adversity, as we fight this adversity, man, and we're jumping these hurdles and climbing these mountains. As the time goes on and God sees the energy we're putting in and the effort that we're putting in, I think he opens up clarity for us. He gives us the jewels that we're looking for, right? He gives us the idea, the jewels. He gives us the way to see the path forward, man, to keep on moving, keep on going in the right direction, man. So through him, all things are possible for sure.
Amen. That's right. There's no doubt about it. Bring in the fire already, my friends. Listen to that. He's telling the truth there, and the truth, There's only one truth.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's right, man. And he's speaking it right now.
Person. Yep. What we want to make sure that we do tie together for all you solutionaries out there, it's that it's important that you do take the licks and you keep on ticking, and we apply three F's so that we can keep growing, so that we can keep getting that clarity that we're looking for. First F is to forgive. Make sure that we wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, whether it's ourselves, letting ourselves down, those that have gotten inside of our way, or circumstances that sometimes we even find ourselves blaming God for, right? We got to wipe those things off of our shoulder so that we can get that clarity by focusing. And then once we get focused and we get locked in on a target and we're not distracted by the things that are supposed, that are trying to distract us, right? Mm-hmm. We can then actually reach out, stretch out in faith, and begin to fly so that we can keep growing. So we're going to drop some F-bombs up in here from ATL all the way to Illinois. We are going to have some fun with Shaka Dyson and get this five-lighter underway. So Shaka, help us out. Put the hands on the shoulders. We're going to wipe it. We're going to forgive, focus, fly together. So on three, help us out. One, two, three, forgive.
Focus.
Fly and keep growing.
We love you, brother.
Come on, man.
Now officially in the Solutionary Club. That's a secret handshake right there, man.
Come on, man.
We're excited. Yeah. We got this thing going. Now we're going to get to this five-liner. These are five questions we love to ask everyone that comes on the show. I really believe that is the essence of where we're going to go and how people got to where they're at. People want to know about people and their struggles in this business. It's not always roses and butterflies, right? Sometimes we're going to have to deal with things, but that's what makes this business great. That's where we learn. That's actually where we get to take it to the next level. The moment we hear a no, the moment we get some restrictions, the moment that we get any resistance, that's when we get to step up our game. That's why F&I, being an F&I guy like you, being a guru that you are in that, you know what it's like. You're that last wall of defense when somebody comes in. You're the last person they contact. How do you ease that for them? How do you do those things? Well, we're getting ready to learn about that. So let me ask you this first question, Shaka. This first question is very important. What is your why? What's your drive? What gets you motivated every day to wake up and go out?
Yeah, man. So my purpose is my family's future. My purpose is my daughter's future, man. It's very, very clear. Like, there's no doubt what I'm here to do, man. And that's to fulfill my purpose. And that's set my daughters up so that their lifestyle doesn't change, but it actually grows long after I'm gone, man. So that's what I'm doing this for, man. I'm in the hunt. I'm in the fight to make sure that my daughter's future is set, that my grandchildren's futures are set. And I want to be the first one in my family to hand down generational wealth. I want my kids to be the first kids that are trust fund babies, man, in my family. And so that's my why. I wake up every day with this mantra in mind: who loses if I don't win, right? Who's the one that takes the real hit if I don't win? Right. Mm. If it were just about me, if it were just me and just about me, man, I've been in the streets. I've been poor and lived through poverty the whole nine. I would be just fine if I stopped right now, if it were just about me, but it's not. It's about my children. It's about my children in 20 years. It's about my children's future in 30 years. It's about my children's children in 50 years and even their children. See, somebody's got to be the bridge, man. Somebody's got to be the bridge to wealth, to generational wealth. Somebody's got to be the bridge to generational success. And I've chosen to take that on, man. So that is 100% my why, for sure.
Woo! Yes, sir. That's some power right there. How does that wake you up and get you caffeine? I don't even need coffee if that's my why. You get up and you go. You want to change what's happening in that family. You want to make sure that the future is set, that they understand what life is like for people that have this life already. We had to earn this life. We want them to earn, but we want them to have. We want them to know what it's like. Rich dad, poor dad. If you read the book, you know what I'm talking about. We want to make sure that they have the mentality of abundance.
Yeah.
The mentality of abundance. People,
man, you know what? Here's the deal, man. I chop wood every day, and what that means is I put in the work every day, and I do it in front of my little girls. I do it in front of my daughters. I allow her to participate. My daughter knows exactly what's in our bank accounts. She knows the receivables that we have going out. She knows how to pay bills. She knows exactly what the mission of the businesses are. I'm teaching her right now, and she's in the seventh grade. Why? Because if something happens to me, she needs to have the understanding and the ability to build the business if she chooses to. I want her to have the understanding, man, that it's all right for your parents to give you a leg up. I'm her daddy. I'm both of my, all three of my daughters' daddies. And so it's my job to open doors for them. Right. So That's what I'm on a mission to do. I'm on a mission to get them started where they don't even know that that's what I'm doing for them. But once the time comes, they'll understand the leg up that I've given them, the opportunities of the doors that I've opened for them. And so that's my mission, because God has blessed me with being their father, and that's what I'm here to do for them.
Staying legacy minded. You hear that all over him, folks. The aroma 100%. Of a legacy-minded father, I believe, would actually heal many of the ailments, heal many of the wounds, heal many of the families that struggle, heal many of the businesses that struggle. If you have a legacy-focused father that's in position to do what it takes to make sure that no matter what, the effort is going in to make sure that there is fruit for that generation that I may not even get the chance to kiss.
That's right.
I may not get the chance to hug. That there is something that we're laying out for now. The word says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, right? Mm. And there's so much more than just the business, right? We believe that we are shaking the foundation of industry to where it is starting to be re-seen what success really looks like. I loved it because you showed up to the conference with family in tow, right? Filled up the entire table with the whole family.
It's beautiful. Right up in the front, man. Right up on the front row. I wanted my daughters to see it. I wanted them all to see it. I want them to see their daddy up on stage, man. And I wanted them to see me deliver fire to the audience, man. Mm-hmm. And I wanted them to see it up close and personal rather than hear about it later or see it on video. I wanted them to be a part of it. I wanted them to experience Grant Cardone. I wanted them to experience conferences. You know, I bring my wife to every conference that I go to because she's an important partner of mine in my businesses, but she's also my PFL. That means partner for life. So therefore, she's half and one of what I do always. But this time I got the unique opportunity to bring my whole family because I brought my parents down from Indianapolis and I wanted them to experience it as well, man. It's super important to me, man. There is no greater mission of mine in life than to make sure that they're set. None.
It was so great to see that. And you're attaching that together, right? Stringing that right, because it was multi-generational. It wasn't just you and the generation after you, it was the generation before. I think that was history, right? Wasn't that one of the very first speeches or keynotes that you were able to deliver with family present like that?
All of them, yes.
All of them, yes. And that's so, again, I'm just thankful for the announcement that there is there, but I believe that there is something key to that family being assembled. Yep. Now, family goes with us everywhere that we go, right? So this industry has had a lot of hard times on families, right? There's still such an ugly stigma as to what it is that happens to a family for somebody that becomes successful in their this business. What I want to make sure that car guys and car gals listening on the podcast or watching this now understand that this is a successful leader in industry that is also leading at home.
Amen.
That is making big things happen at home, which then fuels that fire. But we want to know how did we get this incredible jewel, this gem, inside of the auto industry? Shaka, what brought you to the car business?
Yeah, so many failures in my life brought me to the car business. To be honest with you, that's exactly how, you know, I'm a high school dropout, man. I was not the person that I'm proud of back in the day, man. I was in the streets, man. I'm a high school dropout. I got expelled from school for fighting, man. That's what I was known for. I'm part of a family that lots of tragedy has happened in. I've had several members of my family be murdered, and my older brother spent 17 years in prison. He's still out in Los Angeles, California. He's still out in the streets, right? There's just a lot of adversity, and I thought that I would end up following a similar path, man. And so at 18 years old, I became a teenage father. And in becoming a teenage father, I knew that I had to wake up, and I knew that now I had responsibility bigger than me. Again, if it was just about me, I can survive. If it's just about me, I'm okay living in poverty, or I was back then. I was okay being poor and driving, you know, old outdated cars and hoopties. But when it's something bigger than you, then you actually have a mission. God gave you your purpose, your mission. And so although I'm a high school dropout, I had a child at 18 years old, and that was the best thing that ever happened to me because it woke me up, it opened my eyes and made me understand that now I got something real that God has given me to go after. So, man, as a high school dropout, I don't know if you know any or if you are one, but you have this complex, right? You, the world has told you that you need a degree. The world has told you that you need to go to college, get a degree to be successful. Yep. I am a high school dropout, so I don't have a diploma, let alone a degree in anything. And so, and I was poor and living in poverty back then and had to walk everywhere that I went. And so I didn't see a way forward for myself. So I saw an ad in a newspaper that said $45,000 a year, no experience necessary, interviewing at Hubler Dodge this Tuesday and this upcoming Wednesday. And I said, wait a minute, $45,000? I'll be rich. 45 grand? What? My rent for a two-bedroom in a shacky building was $45,000. Oh, my God. So, and it said no experience necessary. So I showed up. I didn't show up with knowledge of the car business. I showed up with enthusiasm. I showed up with motivation. I showed up with a fire for the possibility, not because I had experience, but because I knew what I wanted, the greater goal out of life. And so based on that, I got the opportunity. And I got to tell you, once I got the opportunity, I was so thankful to be there at that dealership. I was so thankful to be there on the floor. And then when I had conversations with other salespeople at Hubler Dodge, who Christy Hubler's dad actually owned, Howard Hubler, back when Christy was probably, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years old. But when I started having conversation with other salespeople there, and they were telling me, yeah, I made 100 grand last year. I said, what? You made 100,000? I've never met anybody in real life that made $100,000. You made $100,000, and I'm going to be doing the same thing you doing? Oh, game on. Game on. Now that I got the shot, now that me being a high school dropout was irrelevant, it was the car business. And so at that moment is when I fell in love with the car business. And when I sold my very first truck, 2 days after being out at Hubler Dodge, during our break in training, when I sold my very first 1999 green regular cab Dodge Ram Sport, when I sold that bad boy and I made $700 and some odd in commission, that was more than 3 weeks of what I was making beforehand. I said, I'm done. I'm done. And the car business has blessed me with every single thing I have gotten that's great in my life. Also, it has allowed me to provide the type of lifestyle for my daughter. Again, she was 3 years old when I got into the car business. It allowed me to provide her with a type of lifestyle that she can only dream of. And she turns 26 this year.
Blessings, blessings, blessings right there, man. That is beautiful. That is an amazing story. I love that you shared that. And it is true. A lot of us don't get into this on purpose. Most of us get into this by accident, by, man, that just sounds like a good advertisement. I love what you said, no experience needed.
That no experience powerful. Necessary, man. And all you need is the will and the drive. And I had an abundance of that. I had an abundance of will and abundance of drive. I just need somebody to give me the chance, man.
Yeah. Just give me some tools. Show me how to use them. And once you do, there's no doubt I'm going to turn more wrenches. I'm going to turn more heads. I'm going to make sure that more people are signing on this dotted line because I love what I do. I love everything I do. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it the best that I can. I'm going to be better than anyone that I can be. Most importantly, better than myself the next day. And I love that. This business has done that for so many, and it's done it for some really great people, people in similar positions as you, people who maybe even come from a life of abundance. They come into this business and they find worth finally. They look for reasons to, like, oh man, you know, they've been given things their whole life, you know, much like we want to do for our children, but they have that will. They still have that inside them. They have that determination, that enthusiasm that, hey, I'm not going to give up. I want to be really good at something. And they go in and they do this. Now they find something great inside them and they just explode also. So there's so many different angles we can get in it, but I tell you, having that, what you're talking about, having that, I don't have an education that's considered normal in this world right now. I don't have college. How am I going to make $45,000 a year? That was like unheard of, especially 20, 30 years ago, right? And then you hear that, and now you see that opportunity. And I know that feeling. I saw that exact same, not the exact same article, but I seen that same classified ad that you saw through a different dealership made me go, hold on, that much? Mm-hmm. And I was going, and I was trying to go to college at the time, and it just wasn't for me. And I saw that, and I was like, that's it. So I understand where you're coming from. That is powerful. And that is what people need to hear. This business, if you have the enthusiasm, if you have that drive, you can get on top of the world, I tell you. You can fly anywhere you want. You can hit that altitude that you've never hit before. And matter of fact, it's so fun when you do it. And it's so much that you can do in this business in so many different ways. I love that about this business. So that, you know, and that's what's important. And along the way, we've done some amazing things, Shaka. I know that you are a mentor to many. You're a trainer to a ton of people out there, hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands. The beautiful part about that is that you've been able to pour into people, put legacy inside them. You've talked about your children. You showed them work, but you're doing that with the people that you're teaming up with to go out and teach them how to do the things that you do, the mentality that you have, but the processes that you've learned over the time that you've been taught. That you've been shown. Maybe you've made it your own way. That's what's so beautiful about what we do also. I'm going to have to ask you, there's been a few people around you that have helped you along the way, people that have been mentors to you. Who would you name? Maybe one or two, maybe three or four. I don't care. Who are people along the way that have helped you figure out how to get it to the next level?
I've got a phenomenal network, man. Number one, starting off with Grant Cardone, who's a business partner of mine. I've known him for 20 years. And, you know, it first started off with the handshake type of just kind of hanging out with him. I met Grant Cardone 20 some odd years ago, man, at a Holiday Inn Express when he was doing seminars on an overhead projector. And it was about 30 of us in the room, and he had a table outside the room and gold little pins that you put on your lapel that said, give, give, give. And so I remember him from back in those days. And what I remember is that, man, this guy, this Grant Cardone, because that's what I thought his name was, Grant Cardone. And so I said, man, this Grant Cardone, man, when we leave here, he's about to hop on a jet. He's about to hop on a plane and go back to Hollywood, California, while I'm about to hop in my 1988 S10 Ford Blazer. I mean, Chevy Blazer Brown. And I'm about to go back to the dealership, and it's about to rain here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I said, man, it's something about this dude, right? Something about this guy that I need to know. I need to follow him. And so, therefore, I mean, there ain't nothing that of Grant's that I don't have, right?
Oh,
so
look at that.
I have stuff of Grant's that nobody has, right? Oh, and yeah. So, so he's been my number one mentor, man, in this game. And every book that he's written, I have, they're all autographed by him. I have this from way back in the day, 20 some odd years ago, man. So he's definitely number one, man. But I've got a great network of people, man. The Corey Mosleys of the world, Glenn Lundy's of the world, John Dawson's of the world. I've got people that I can reach out to, man, that along this business trek that are further on down the line than I am, man, that I'm able to call on and just chop it up, man, and talk, man. But as far as mentors is concerned, Grant for sure.
Incredible. I mean, you know, Uncle G, man, I don't blame you. That guy knows what's going on. He's been doing it for a long time. He has shown that car guys can be so amazing. They could do anything you truly want to. The skills that we get taught, the processes that we get shown how to do really translate well in a lot of different things. It's just about what your mind wants to do, right? How far do you want to go? How far can you be? And, you know, Grant Cardone, Mr. 10 times it himself, man, that guy's amazing. I've been a fan of his, I've seen his videos. I learned a lot from him myself, man. Him, the Joe Verdes, the Tom Stukers. There's so many of out there that I have poured into myself and used pieces of them. The Shaka Dysons, man. I told you guys, I told you at the beginning that the Target, that blew my mind when you said that. That was powerful. Just the smallest little things, a shift of your brain, the mentality, the thought process, just a little shift can make a big difference. And man, you guys are doing it. And you're doing some amazing things out there. I know a lot of people are following you going, Shaka is the man. I see it right now with the comments we're getting. There's a lot of people who love what you're saying and what you're doing. So that's amazing.
Awesome.
Let's go. Let's go.
Bring a whole lot of that. They know how much heat it is that you bring, and they know the quality of Car Guy it is that you are. And that's why, one, we're really, really thankful that you take the time to come in here. But there's a shift. Like Fred was saying, there's a shift that has to happen when we see things that are effective inside of the industry. For those of you that are trying to recruit people,
yeah.
I want to highlight something that was said earlier on the one that you responded to, right? It said $45,000, right? That's an attainable goal, but there's six-figure earners sitting inside of the dealership, right? Understand that sometimes that six-figure earner lifestyle is hard to even grasp to tell somebody that doesn't understand this business, hasn't seen the business, hasn't seen the fruit of this business. If you're trying to recruit people saying that they're going to make $100,000, that might actually squeeze the amount of people that you're going to get out of the contention. They may not believe that, but you got on the other side of the curtain. You already came into the club. Right.
Yeah, I did, man. You know, Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. Right. And the more you know, the more you know, the more you grow. Right. And so back then I had a poverty mindset. Right. I was living in poverty. I was living in poverty, some extreme poverty, man. And I was a teenage father. I was 21 at the time. And so I had a daughter who was 3 years old. I was very poor. I didn't have the resources, the money. I didn't have the best relationships with my family. I was kind of settled in. So, and everyone around me, everyone who lived in all those buildings around me lived the same way that I did. So we all had a poverty mindset. There's no one in one of those buildings that were going to be like, listen, we don't have to live this way. No, they were comfortable living that way too. And so that's who I was around all the time. So I had a poverty mindset. So when I looked at $45,000 based on me not having any bills, no credit card, because no one's going to give you a credit card when you're poor, but no credit cards, no car payment, no insurance on a car. And my electric bill was $30 a month and my rent was $315 a month, right? When you have a poverty mindset, $45,000 is rich. But when you get the opportunity, right, when you step into that space, when you understand that money is abundant, listen to me, money is the most plentiful resource all of us have. And I can prove it to anyone in 30 seconds. It's the most abundant resource we have. And when we stop thinking in shortages and start thinking in abundance, then you understand that $45,000 is, you look up to that when you have a poverty mindset, but then you start networking with the right people who make six figures. You start networking with the right people who make seven and eight and nine figures. I got a business partner that's worth 10 figures. He's worth over $1 billion. Listen to me. It can happen for you. It's a think. Poverty is not a state. It's a think. It's not a circumstance. It's a think. It's not a situation. It's a think. And when you outthink your circumstance and you outthink your situation, then guess what? What you hope to come true becomes your reality. Why? Because you're outworking your circumstance and you're outworking your situation. It's about a think first. Now, I'm nowhere near where I used to be. Why? Because I think different. But guess what? There's still some people that are there still from when I was there 20 some odd years ago. Come on with it. So you have to outthink your circumstance, big dog.
Goodness, listen to him.
Woo.
I mean, listen, car guys. When people are perishing because of a lack of knowledge, it's not because there's a lack of knowledge out there. It's because of the application of knowledge never took place. The word also says be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? So those poverty mindsets have to be broken and open you up to understanding, hey, I'm worth making the 45 grand. And if I'm worth making the 45 grand, then I can be a believer too, that if there's somebody else doing the same job as me, give it to me. Give me that rock.
Listen, man, that 45,000, I get checks now that are bigger than that.
Come on,
I mean, on a monthly basis. I mean, I do deals that are quadruple that amount now, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's not because I'm special, because I'm still a high school dropout. I still don't have a high school diploma. I still am a teenage father. But you know what? I outworked my circumstance. I outthought it. I became positive versus negative. I think in abundance versus shortages. And listen to me. I know for sure that there is no shortage of money in this country. Can I prove it to both of you and your audience right now, please?
Do it, please. Do it. Bring it.
Let me ask you this. Do either one of you or both of you have $1,000 in your bank account? Raise your hand if you do. Okay, great. You don't have $1,000 of nothing else in your whole life. You don't have 1,000 pillows, 1,000 forks, knives, and spoons, 1,000 jackets, 1,000 cars, 1,000 pair of shoes. But guess what? You have $1,000. And when you spend that $1,000, what are you going to replace it with?
Another $1,000.
You've been doing that your whole life. We all have been doing that our whole life. However, we've been taught to think in shortages. Make sure you cut the lights off when you leave the room because you're going to run out of electricity. How do you run out of electricity? I don't know. Make sure you clean your plate because there's people in other countries starving, right? We have been taught to think in shortages instead of to think in abundance, that it's not about the price, that it's about the value. And listen to me. You running out of money is the equivalent of a whale running out of ocean water. It cannot happen. But listen to me. There's no shortage of money, but there is a shortage of hustle, grind, creativity. And when you have a shortage of hustle, grind, and creativity, that's when you find that you run out of money. But as long as you out here hustling and you grinding and you stay creative, you cannot run out of money. It's impossible.
Facts. He just stated so many right there, my friends. I hope you're listening to that. Quit making excuses. Start putting work behind all that faith. You know, faith without works is dead. So if you want something, it doesn't just happen to you. You earn that. You work that. What you put out into this world is what you get back. Whether it's positive, negative, you throw tons of negative, guess what you get back? Tons of negative. You put positive out there, guess what you get back? Tons of positive. You put work out there, guess what you get back? Paid. That's what you get back. But you have to put that work behind that faith. Faith is for everyone. It's there for all of us, and we can have as many as you want. The faith the size of a mustard seed can do what, Lou?
Move a mountain.
It can move a mountain.
Ooh, just a little bit. It just takes a small measurement.
But you have to put the work behind that faith.
It has to be used.
Used. Right? It can't just be sitting there hoping that it happens. That's luck. And I don't depend on luck. I create luck. And that's what he's talking about here. Shaka did not Shaka did not get lucky and turn into the number one F&I trainer in the world, did he? No. He put work behind all that. He had faith that it would happen. He said it would, and he made it happen. But you have to work. You can't just let it happen on your laurels. You can't sit there and go, I hope it lands on my lap. It's never going to happen that way. So understand that. Work. Work, work, work. Put it behind there. Put the enthusiasm. Love what you do. Oh, so much. I'm pumped up.
Yeah, car gals, you see why it is that we're so pumped to have such an incredible speaker, motivator, but a worker. There's something that you cannot get a substitute for, and that's that hard work. Mm-mm. Now, inside of that, we get a lot of lessons, right? We get a lot of this knowledge, and then we get it to apply, or we don't apply it. We perish because we're not applying that knowledge. But I want to know, Shaka, inside of your career, to where it is that you are now, what has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn?
The network. That listen, you can't bring your old friends into your new situation, right? Yeah. And sometimes we don't want to leave people behind. I know I don't, man. There was people that, you know, who have been through some things with me, right? I've had people, man, I've had people go through some stuff with me out there in the street, man, and I've survived and they survived. But sometimes you have to leave. You have to leave old thinkers behind if you're going to go into a new situation, and it's not easy. And I'm going to tell you something that includes family. If they're not focused on the same type of mission you are, maybe not your mission, but the same type of mission, if they're not concerned every day about leveling up, if they're not focused on taking themselves to the next level, then listen to me. They do not belong in your inner circle. They do not belong in the people that you communicate with every day. They do not belong in the people you interact with every day. They do not belong in the people in the circles that you give your attention to. And that's been the hardest. That was the hardest waters for me to navigate. But when I navigated those waters and I figured that piece out, and I figured out that if I'm going to be ultra successful, then listen, I have to remove them from the inner circle so I can stay focused on what I need to stay focused on. That's when my success went to a whole new level, man.
Woo!
Huge, man. It is. You are who you surround yourself with. We've heard these terms. Your network is your net worth, right? Yeah. It's about those things. You will rise to the people around you. You know, they say the competition. I don't call it competition. I call it your friends, your family, your network, your people that you want to be around. If you get around losers, my friend, you will be a loser.
You're in the wrong room. Yeah, man. You know, and because of my mentality now, mind state, man, over the last, I don't know how many years, man, and removing everybody that I need to, I've had the blessing to be around some of the people that I've only followed from afar. You know, I've shared the stage with the number one motivational speaker in the world, Eric Thomas. You know, I've been on stage with Oprah Winfrey's mentor and coach, Tim Story. You know, I have shared the stage with Grant Cardone. I have shared the stage with amazing people. You mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the co-author of that, Sharon Lecter. I've shared the stage with Sharon Lecter. I know Sharon Lecter. And so I couldn't do that in a poverty mind state, in a poverty situation surrounded by poverty thinkers, shortage thinkers. But now, in the circumstances that I dwell in now, man, and I have for years, that's who I surround myself with, is those who are on a higher level, so that I always know, number one, where to stay focused and who's blazing the path. But number two, to know that it's obtainable. Why? Because they breathe the same air that I breathe. They wear the same type of clothes that I wear, and they exist in the same space that I do. And if they can do it, it's just a matter of time, then come on with it.
That's it. Put that work behind that faith.
That's right.
Say it out loud. Let it happen. But you have to work. And he's so right. But surround yourself with people that have done it. That is the recipe. That's the path of least resistance, my friends. What we all look for. And that's the best way to go. Surround yourself. Lift you up. Hey, I'm telling you something. Rising tide lifts all ships, right? So make sure you're in that tide. Make sure you're there together. Make sure you're learning and you're actually applying. That's so key. As we grow and as we do these things, we've talked about your why. Man, I loved your why. You got passionate about it. It's your family. It's the little girls. It's how you want to raise them up and become the best version that they can be of themselves, to have the life that we always dreamed that we had at those ages, right? Then we talked about what got you in this business. You literally $45,000 got you in this business. You're like, heck yes, man, and change your mind about a lot of things. That's an opportunity. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get that money. And you did. You hit six figures. Then we talked about the people, Mr. Uncle G, Grant Cardone himself, the man, the myth, the legend. That's one of your greatest mentors, business partners, friends. You know, that's somebody you can really look up to, somebody that can look at you and also get advice from you at any time. And you know, you got it, right? That's what's so beautiful about those types of mentor relationships. Then you have, of course, what we just talked about. Your network. You explain that is the lesson you had to learn, that you knew that by the time you put everybody together and you knew that you surround yourself with the right people, you were going to get lifted up because you knew that was going to be the way. Now, out of all those things that we've talked about, been amazing in this industry, what has been your greatest reward so far?
The lifestyle I've been able to provide for my children, man, and the knowledge that the knowledge of how to scale my business into infinite possibilities, meaning I know now what I didn't then, and now I have such a multitude of revenue streams, right? There's no cap on my income. There's nobody paying me. There's nobody that dictates what I do and when I do it. I'm self-driven. I have a multiple lines of revenue, and my businesses now take care of my lifestyle and my future and the futures of my children, man. And and the biggest revelation to me, man, all of that put together is there's no stopping, right? There's no end to it. There's no end date. This is something that I take and I hand off to my children. Once my wife and I decide we're going to go hop on a boat and sail around the world, we'll have something to hand off to our children, man. Amen. So that is the biggest lesson and the most exciting thing about this, is that as long as I keep swinging, man, I get to fight their battles for them so that they don't have to.
And that's beautiful.
What we want to do for our generation, for those that we're leading,
I love it.
That we are trying to sow into. Folks, there's a certain amount of seeds that are supposed to be eaten, converted to bread that we eat, and there's a whole other group of seeds that are designed to be sown. Mm. And Shaka has sown so many seeds inside of the industry that they filled us up. They've encouraged us. They've motivated us to say, if he can do it, we can do it. And 100%. It should be doing the same thing for all of you. Don't just take this, sip on it, enjoy the aroma, enjoy the flavor, and never let it energize your heart. Allow this, Car Guys and Car Gals, to be something that shows you you can be a high school dropout. You can have a past. You can have a lot of broken pieces. But you have to make the determination that if somebody else can do it, I can follow them. That if somebody else can get themselves out of a hole, I can start digging too. And if you do that, you activate that faith, you see yourself moving in the right direction. Mm. Watch to see how many people you inspire as they start to believe that they can pull themselves out too. Because it doesn't end with Shaka. It doesn't end with the subprime hero. It doesn't end with the car guy or our generation. We will see incredible fruit in millennia to come if we stay focused on not what is right now, but what is to come.
Yes.
By honoring what it is that we have right now.
Thank you.
We can keep our focus on what it is to come and take advantage of the moments that we have. Every cup of coffee has its importance, but today's coffee is not going to fuel you tomorrow. And yesterday's coffee is not caffeinating you today. So you got to make sure that you are diligently pursuing your path, who it is that you're supposed to be, and break away all of the confusion, especially the people that are speaking that confusing stuff around you. If they don't believe it, then they can't see it. And guess what? If they can't see it, it shouldn't stop you from going after it. Mm. Shaka, we are so thankful that you're up in here with
us. Yeah, Shaka killed it today.
We got to do so much more with it. Man. We got to get together again, brother.
Your energy 100%.
Man, it was awesome to see you out there. But, man, where are we going to see him again? Are you going to NADA this year?
I might make an appearance, man.
Okay, okay. Well, we want to see that appearance. We
we hope to see you there. And when we do, we'd love to do a live interview with there also. Yeah. But we're doing these cool shows now too. So I'm going to be reaching out to you about this F&I one that I'm going to be doing here real soon. It's going to be hot.
Let's go.
Let's go. I already know you're ready. So we're about it, man. We appreciate your time today. Folks, I hope you had an empty cup when you came in here today, because he had a whole lot of this brew to pour out for everyone. And man, was it caffeinated and was it ready, sweet and delicious, just the way you like it, like any barista would bring you the exact coffee that you like, right? Mm. I love my extra shot, and he brought more than one extra shot. He brought me a quad shot, and this quad shot got me going, and I'm ready to go out today and help this world get better. I'm ready to go out there today and find people to uplift me and get me to the next level. Shaka, thank you for your time. Thank you for those words, and thank you for the encouragement.
Pleasure, man.
Brother.
You have anything else to leave out there? How do people get a hold of you? I mean, if they see us, I'm sure that they can get a hold of you. It's pretty
easy. Yeah, man. So for all car guys and gals out there in the automotive industry, man, I run the largest Facebook group in the automotive industry. It's called the F&I 20 Group. There's over 32,000 dealers, general managers, sales managers, F&I managers, F&I directors, salespeople, every lender that we have in the automotive industry is in there. Reps, bank reps, lenders, funders, everyone is in there. So I encourage you guys to connect with me through the F&I 20 group. And I'll leave you with this last message, man. I want everybody in there to know that it's possible. I want everybody in there to know that you don't have to have a leg up. Nobody has to open a door for you in order for you to make it. No one has to tell you or sow into you for you to make it. As long as you believe in yourself and you're willing to fight and get bloody and you're willing to work, right? And outwork your issues, outwork your circumstance, outwork your situation, outwork negative people, outwork naysayers, and outwork every piece of adversity that comes your way, that you can make it, that the possibilities of success are endless for you. I just want you to know that, man, and I want to leave you with that. I'm not special. I just will outwork anybody. That's my ace of spades. Right. So I'm not special. I'm not unique. I'm just willing to go after it when other people are quitting.
Mm. Oof. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Car guys, car gals, you need to be going after it.
Go after it. Do not quit, man. Ooh. Motivate, and stay on top of it. Be that person who makes that extra dial. Be that person who shakes an extra hand. Be that person that stays an hour late just because your customer needs you there. Mm-hmm. Be a solutionary, my friends. Be a Shaka Dyson. That's Let's right. go, man.
And then some kind of person. So
You know the deal.
We are heading out of here. Be the one that's smiling the most. Be the one that's dancing the most. Be the one that's recognized as the most joyful, because joy, folks, is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So operate inside of that joy. And if you're not having fun doing what you're made to do, then you're probably doing it wrong. So make sure that you get to work and you're doing the right thing. Shaka Dyson, forget focus and fly with us as we get ready to head out of here. On three, forgive, focus, and fly. We see you over there. Valley High Toyota, welcome to the party. That's probably our board.
Brian Ortega,
that's
yeah.
Right. Well, we appreciate you. Guys. Keep jamming out, everybody. Thank you for Brewing Solutions with us. Share it around. Check out carguycoffee.com, and you can get you all the brews of the past, and you can get you some swag, too. But until we meet again, we love you all. Shaka, we'll see you backstage. Everybody else, have an incredible, incredible day. Brewing Solutions. We'll see you soon.
Let's go. Peace.